in local news. There was a surge of respiratory viral infections due to an increase in indoor gatherings and travel during the holidays. However, we are past the holiday season peak. The COVID-19 metrics are on the CDC's COVID dashboard for the week ending on February 3rd. Hospital admission levels are low in 80% of the counties in North Carolina, including Buncombe County, and high in 0%. They are low in more than 90% of the counties in the U.S., and high in less than 1%. Admissions have decreased in the U.S. by more than 10%, are unchanged in North Carolina, and have increased in Buncombe County from the previous week. About 3% of the deaths in North Carolina were due to COVID, the third lowest level of six groups, and less than last week. Emergency room visits for COVID-19 are low in North Carolina. This represents about 2% of all ER visits and less than the previous week. Wastewater monitoring can be used to provide early warning for COVID outbreaks. The Buncombe and Henderson County's wastewater data for the week ending on January 31st is on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. The number of viral gene copies in each water sample is at a red level, representing the highest level of five groups, currently between the 80th and 100th percentile relative to the past level measured at the same site. The 15-day rate of change of the number of viral gene copies in each water sample has decreased from the previous week at minus 99 to minus 10%, the lowest level of two groups for a negative rate of change. The CDC's weekly flu surveillance report for the week ending on February 3rd indicates that levels are either high or very high for most southern states, from New Mexico to the East Coast. North Carolina is at a high level. The CDC reports that the three-week average for the percent positivity for RSV PCR tests in North Carolina reached a peak of almost 15% around Thanksgiving. The most recent report for the week ending on February 3rd shows that percent positivity continues to decrease to less than 3%. The North Carolina Respiratory Virus Summary Dashboard for the week ending on February 3rd shows that the percentage of emergency room visits for people with respiratory viral symptoms has decreased. Hospital admissions have decreased for COVID and the flu. There were more admissions for COVID than the flu. Dr. Mandy Cohen, the CDC director, told Yahoo Life, if you are starting to feel sick with a cough, sore throat, or fever, get tested, get treatment, and stay home.